comfort food, very popular in unsettling times, and Auckland designer donut-making couple say it's hard to keep up with demand. Daniel and Annie Black are owners of Grown Up Donuts, and they've been inundated with orders throughout lockdown, keeping delivery staff busy all over the city. Their three retail stores were closed during Level 4, but since starting up the business in 2018, growth has been steady, and it has been pretty steady also during Level 4 and, now Level 3, of course, in particular. Daniel and Annie are with us. Kia ora and welcome both.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, Annie. Are you with us too?
She is here. She's just in the room with me.
We're sorting out phone lines and the technology, I know. Hey, so I thought, oh, I see, you're sharing a phone. I've got it. Thanks very much. Well, let's kick off with you, Daniel. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what has been happening in recent months and how you've navigated the obvious challenges of stores open, stores closed, etc.?
Well, certainly, I'm sure any other business owner out there would be aware that it certainly hasn't been an easy environment to do business in for the last year and a half. But we are pushing through, and demand for donuts has just never been higher. We got into a situation in Level 4 where we were told we were allowed to operate as a bakery business for contactless deliveries, which we thought, okay, we'll jump on that and see how that goes. And it certainly went, that's for sure. We took nearly a whole week's worth of orders in a few hours, and we had to actually stop taking orders. We were just having so many that we wouldn't have been able to even process them, let alone produce the volume of donuts needed to fill them all.
So do you think this was regular customers who just were going to miss their fix desperately? And also, as we said, there's no doubt that your favourite food is comfort. There's something primal about these lockdowns. It's why people rush to the takeaways when they open again. Do you think it was your regulars saying, please, please, bring the donuts to us?
I think so. I mean, we have been running for, I think you said, 3.5 years now, and we've got the three stores running. And so there would be quite a few regulars there that would be, you know, missing out on their donut fix, I guess you could say. And, you know, when you are locked up at home and unable to go out, you do need that little bit of extra comfort, that little extra indulgence. And, I mean, a donut is those things, isn't it? I mean, they're the ultimate sort of comfort food. They're very Moorish, and they're sweet and filling and just delicious.
So every time you open up the website, you get smashed again with orders, yeah?
During Level 4, it was unlike anything we had seen. So we have run deliveries and taken orders through our website since we started the business. But certainly during Level 4, I suppose with many businesses shut down and not able to operate, we were very fortunate to be able to. I think people were looking for something, you know, that little bit of normalcy, that little bit of something that they couldn't get. Donuts are not an easy food to make as well. If you're trying to make them from home, they're certainly quite challenging to put together. They're very fussy. And so, you know, as soon as we opened our web orders, we were, within an hour or two, we were just taking so many orders that we couldn't even count them, to be honest.
So now in Level 3, what has it meant for how you can operate? And also, have you needed to take on more staff to deal with this?
So during Level 4, we had to take on 6 or 7 additional drivers. So I think we peaked at about eight drivers working for us. And they were basically just running orders out all day long, all across Auckland. And they were all coming out of our Henderson store, and having to operate under those Level 4 conditions certainly made it just that little bit more challenging. But, you know, the team did a fantastic job. And now going into Level 3, we have the shops open again for pickups, but we are still getting a lot of delivery orders. I suppose there are a lot of people still working at home and still, looking for something that, you know, reminds them of the way things used to be when everything was normal.
It's broken a barrier for some people about with online shopping, I think. You know, I'd like to see this first, or I'd like to try these on first or whatever, if it's shoes or clothing. It's just broken a bit of a barrier for some. Early adopters have always loved it, and I think more and more people will just keep on doing it. You're doing click and collect at the three outlets now. And are you still struggling to keep up with demand?
We are, because the stores are normally quite busy, but we now have the added load of delivery orders on top of that, which we're not doing as many as we were during level four, but certainly far in excess of the number of orders we'd normally be taking. We're still taking maybe 500% more orders than we would usually take under normal operating conditions, I guess you could say. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are coming to the stores to pick up donuts, probably more than normal. But I think as the word gets out, that certainly adds to the number of customers that we are serving each day.
How does it help you manage to defray the loss of profits from shops during lockdown? How much of a dent has it been able to make?
I think certainly we're in a fairly fortunate position that we were able to operate, and it's definitely offset, you know, a lot of the business that we would have lost being able to operate through most of level four. So we're very lucky that we've been able to do that. And I think we have quite a unique product as well. So that is adding to the appeal and adding to the demand for it.
Can we pop Annie on for a moment, Daniel? I know you're Absolutely. Sharing the phone. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I'll pop her on.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Annie. Lovely to talk to you too. Can you talk us a little bit? We've just heard about all the dramas of this year, of course, and the number of quite new businesses that have had this curveball thrown at them so early in business. 3.5 years ago you started out. What was the pathway into the decision to, well, let's start making and selling donuts for you both?
Oh, when we started at the market to try out our popularity. So when we got here, yeah, see people like them. Yeah, we started Coastview Market as one of our first markets 3 years ago.
And you were making them like special orders for birthdays and things until you got to the point of having the stores, right? And demand just grew and grew.
Yes. I got a lot of people asking like, oh, where else can I buy your donuts if I'm not coming to the market? So I got a lot of people asking and requests for that. That's why we started taking the commercial space at Henderson. And after 6 months, and we set up a kitchen and we opened up the store. Yeah.
What were each of your backgrounds? Did either of you have a foodie background?
No, I don't actually. I'm just really passionate about food, and I just love making food at home. And I just always into dessert and good food, good quality food.
And my background was in commercial construction, so you can see the segue there, Catherine, from commercial construction
from eating to making
donuts.
Yeah. That old police officer. There's always a donut in an American police show, isn't there? In a cop car. can each of you talk me through some of the flavours? Because you know, 50, I think, at least 50. No, don't just pick one or two, will you? Tell me about flavours and how they've evolved. And
so, I mean, when we got into doing it, we wanted to do something a little different, and the name came about because of what we wanted to do. So we decided we were going to make these donuts that were aimed and sort of targeted more to adult tastes, and we wanted to cater to adult taste rather than you know, something that might just appeal to kids more. I'm not saying other donuts don't, but we wanted them to be really all about their flavor. And so we said, okay, what can we do? How can we do this? And we started coming up with these very unique flavors that, you know, we thought, okay, an adult might be more inclined to give this a go, like a Belgian chocolate with a hint of Bailey's in it, in a custard, than opposed to, you know, just plain old strawberry icing. And so we started coming up with all these flavours based on chocolates we've tried, desserts we've tried before in the past, and saying, okay, can we put this into a donut? How can we make a donut taste like this? And then the second thing we wanted to really achieve was to make sure that they weren't too sweet, that they tasted good, they weren't too sweet, that you could eat one and go, oh, gee, that was really great. Maybe I should have another one now. And so we started coming up with flavors like we thought, okay, coffee, let's use real espresso and make that into a coffee custard. Let's make a, you know, something unique like black sesame cream custard, which is toasted black sesames ground up and swirled into custard. And it has a very toasty sort of nutty flavor. People are very unsure of it sometimes, but when they try it, they think, oh, my God, this is amazing. You know, passion fruit curd with some toasted meringue on top of it. We make a strawberry jam and cream one, the classic donut flavor, but we make our own strawberry jam to go into that. And you know, so the philosophy was just to use very good ingredients and to use no additives or preservatives or sort of artificial flavorings of any kind, and just use what needed to go into it to make it taste good and nothing more.
Annie, I'm curious, I know you had a background in fashion because there's some lovely twirls and swirls and designs and a love heart on one I'm seeing as well. They're very pretty as well.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, yeah,
All the decoration as well, but, the handmade things, like the chocolate decoration on top.
Yeah, the team in the kitchen, they make everything that goes onto the donuts as well, with the idea of them, you know, they do taste good, but they also have to look good. If it doesn't look good, then you're not going to want to try it. So there is that.
I always end up asking this question of businesses at your stage, and I appreciate right now you're just managing what's in front of you, like every other business, so impacted. You know, even though you're doing really well and you've been able to keep selling, you've still had to make massive adjustments to make this happen. But you seem to be getting to a point, perhaps, where you've got to make some decisions about how big this gets, whether you franchise, this has got the potential for it. What's the thinking?
Our thinking is that it's certainly become much, much larger and time-consuming than we originally thought it would be. We started out, you know, just producing these for farmers markets on the weekend.
Yeah.
And now we're running three stores 5 days a week and producing probably 10 times the number of donuts we started out making. So it's certainly grown to much larger than we anticipated it would. But we are loving that and are really amazed at the feedback and the positive response from our customers. So we have certainly got some plans to open a few more stores, the more outlets around Auckland, and see how they go. Beyond that, we're not too sure. Franchising, maybe, but maybe we keep it special and keep it unique and keep it to something that's here in Auckland.
Wonderful stuff. All the best. I know you're working so, so hard, as are so many people, but you're bringing a bit of joy, possibly quite a lot of joy, into people's days.
Thanks
both of you. Daniel and Annie Black, owners of Grown Up Donuts. If you've got a sweet tooth and you're trying to be good, don't be looking at the pictures on our webpage or going through to their website. They look stellar.